Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington. We are lucky to have with us today one of the 30 2014 Young African Leaders Initiative Fellows, 31-year-old Charlene Moyo. Charlene is one of the 2014 fellows who are drawn from different professional backgrounds, including business, media, technology, law, education, civil society, health, arts, and environment. The fellows will spend 6 weeks studying business, civic leadership, and entrepreneurship at different institutes of higher learning in America. While in the United States, the fellows will also participate in the Young Africa Fellows 3-day summit in Washington in July, where they will have an opportunity to meet President Barack Obama. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Charlene. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got selected for this initiative.
I'm currently working as a consultant for UNICEF. I work under their innovations department, where we're trying to bring in technology for development in Zimbabwe. What I'm hoping to do is to bring back probably the training that I'll receive in business and entrepreneurship. Some of the things that we'll be learning there will be towards innovations. And I'm hoping that when I come back, I'll be able to transfer the skills to young Zimbabweans so as to probably promote the creation of digital jobs.
What are you currently doing at the moment that you think could have led to you being selected as a YALI?
My selection may have been attributed to the fact that I have a keen interest in promoting social equity and also the promotion of livelihoods to youth. As I'm sure you know, there's a youth bulge in Africa, and there's a need to create employment for young people. So I feel that that urge that I had of trying to find ways of creating access for young people to have livelihoods, I think was probably one of the key things that helped me be selected.
How do you think this opportunity will add value to what you're doing in Zimbabwe?
I actually do several things. Besides working as a consultant at UNICEF, I also have a company that I run called The Brand Group. And what that company does is that it helps young entrepreneurs who have startups to brand themselves correctly. And we also offer technical assistance in terms of mentorship, and also helping them to start their business and to legitimize it. Another thing that I also do is I sit on the committee for an organization called Youth Alliance for Leadership and Development in Africa. And what they do is that they do mentorship programs and leadership programs all over Africa. And one of the things that I do in that organization is to do motivational speaking, and also to encourage youth in terms of finding out what it is that they're supposed to do in life, and also to identify talent and to groom it to make sure that they actually know what their destiny is and find ways to monetize it.
So in preparation for your trip to America, what are the processes that you're going through as you await to travel?
I think the first thing that we're being taught is just firstly, the cultural exchange that we're going to experience, firstly. And then secondly, it's familiarizing ourselves with the universities that we've been attached to. I've been attached to the University of Notre Dame, so we've also been given like information about what it is that we're going to do. And also on top of that, we've just been encouraged to also like study or read ahead on some of the things that we'll be doing when we're actually in America at that time. So there's quite a lot that we've been doing in such a short space of time, but I'm hoping that it will actually benefit us when we arrive.
And how long are you expecting to be in the States?
It's 6 weeks. I'm there for 6 weeks. There was an option for those who wanted to do internships, but I opted to just go for the six-week program and then return after the presidential summit.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Charlene Moyo, one of the 2014 Young African Leaders Initiative Fellows, for having been on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mfanganyahuye in Washington.